Salut! The way that nature intended it. Don't pass it!
This is Andy Lopez, and I don't know what you're listening to. This is a song I just wrote about 5 seconds ago. Okay, maybe 20 seconds ago. How's everybody doing today? Merry Christmas coming up. So every week I'm just going to write a new song just for this show. We'll call this a special here. This would be the only place you can hear it. I just made that up, but that's a good idea. In other words, this song, I'm not going to publish it. It's just going to stay as part of this radio show. Only way you can hear it. I'm even thinking of doing a show to explain to you how I put it all together. This particular one has one healing track on it. The healing track is a combination. It's actually called a Koroa, C-O-R-O-A. Okay, and goes back to Italian, to the early church, and the early Catholics. Or whatever, there were a couple other different religions started to, when they were doing their meditations and their chanting, they realized certain chords followed each other in certain ways. Like that's the beginning of mantras and beginning of all kinds of ways of vibratory frequencies. And this particular one, you can hear it in the background. Right now you can't hear it because what I do is I play it in such a way that your body hears it, and then it gives you a break before it starts up again. I'll let you know when it starts again. You'll hear it. But so this is a combination. This particular one only has 11 tracks. Like I said, I just started. It's not the number of tracks, it's how you use them. So here's where it starts up, the Corolla V, right? And that's meant to work on your pineal gland. That's your third eye, by the way. Here it comes. There it is. Here it comes. It comes in through your ears and right to your third eye. There it is. Okay, so I'm going to play the whole song at the beginning of the show. Okay? I'm getting a little bit of static somewhere in here. So some connection is staticky. So it could be just this line here. That's what happens when you first set up things. Some things sometimes by when they're statically means just that the connection is not. Oh. Aha. It's my little. I'm gonna have to get a little better headset. My headset is a cheap one. Cause I go through headsets. I got a new headset, but I can't plug it into the Mac because it's got two different types of plugins. Okay, so this has got it's a different name for this plugin. It doesn't plug into it. I haven't figured it out yet. I will. I'm very good at this stuff. I said my computer's died. It went to that great place in the sky where our computers go. It's called Fry's. And so I got a new computer. State-of-the-art computer. It's actually a gaming VR-ready computer. I have a VR equipment I'm setting up. I'm also a VR developer. I'll talk to you about that sometime. It's really the wave of the future for lots of different things, not just games, education. You don't have to go anywhere to get your classes, right? Medicine. You don't have to go anywhere to see a doctor. For that matter, you don't have to go anywhere to take the medicine itself because the VR can deliver you the medicine. This is just between you and I, okay, because, you know, that's nobody's doing this. But my philosophy is really very simple. If your body, your mind thinks it's real, it's real. Simple as that. If your mind says, so look, in the medicine industry, the way they have tests is they have three different groups, right? They have the group that actually takes the medicine, the group that doesn't take the medicine, and the group that doesn't know whether it's taking or not the medicine, right? The control, right? And the group that doesn't know if it's taking the medicine or not does as good, if not better, than the group that's actually taking the medicine. The group that's not taking the medicine, well, they know they're not taking the medicine, so their brain says they're not taking the medicine, so they continue on their path of being sick. But the folks that didn't know if they were taking the medicine, their brain said, well, maybe you are taking it. Oh, I feel something. Oh, yeah. And that works in a lot of ways, a lot of fields. I often think, too bad I can't convince plants and trees of that, right? That's just a thought. You just heard of it here, okay? Man, I can't say stoned, but I'm just like, I'm actually a very high being. I'm not gonna give you my IQ, but let's just say I made up a few IQ tests for other people to take. I had IQ tests when I was a kid, and I argued with them. I said, you know, this whole IQ thing is ridiculous. And they said, oh, what is that? I said, well, if you were to go to Africa and go to some tribe there you've never seen before, never seen human, he can give you an IQ test, you would fail, and he would say, man, that guy's really stupid, right? So it's like IQ is only for reference in your social status and your social environment, you know, because it depends where you go one social place to another. You mean you don't know how to twine rope? So IQ has a lot of. So I always say, well, why are you asking me this question? Why don't you ask any of these other questions? There's billions of different types of questions here, but you have to ask these specific things in order to get my IQ. And I said, well, just because I don't understand, you know, calculus doesn't mean that I don't know string theory or that I don't know. I can talk with Einstein. I love to have met Einstein because I have, you know, some very interesting discussion. I will have some very interesting discussion with him, you know. By the way, you know what he was working on before he died? The formula for the soul, S-O-U-L. Okay, anyway, so today, let me see what we're doing here. No, I didn't do that. Okay, I'm going to put this one. There you go. So a lot of these things, too, are... I started my gardening music, believe it or not. It's called Inner Gardening, but it's actually for the garden. Okay, the idea is you take your speakers out there and you put this music out into the garden. See what I'm saying? Because the frequencies that this thing puts out, it's not just for us people, it's for all living beings. That includes, right, the insects, the ants, the butterfly, the trees, the flowers, including the microorganisms in the soil. And then, you know, I can explain it more and more, and I will throughout the years that I might be here. I will eventually get around to it. I mean, that's why it's a class, because I'm going to be expanding my methodology of teaching, because I usually was dealing with the garden. But the garden really is very scientific. There's lots of really scientific things going on in the garden that I can explain to you. For example, I started with I don't know if how many of you folks have heard of radionics, but I picked up on radionics a long, long time ago. And the basis of that is really very simple. Everything has a certain frequency. If you can tune into that frequency, you know the basis where that product is, or the instrument is, or the plant, right? Right? So in radionics, you can actually do pest control treatments and health treatments. You can do pest control on the property, right? So you can do, for example, if somebody contacted me and says, there's a bug on my tree. I say, fine, send me a sample of the tree that was attacked by the bug, preferably a sample of the bug too. You send me that. Now that bug in that tree has a certain frequency. Oh, hi there, this is Julia Charles. Oh, sorry, where'd you go? Oh, frequency, right? And so if you tune into that frequency, I will also be tuning into the bug in the tree, that specific bug. So I can take that bug, put it into a radionic device, and what I would do is there are a couple of different things depending on what you want to do with the bug. If you want to get rid of the bug, you have to try to understand why the bug is going after. That's why you have the tree. So the tree will tell me what deficiencies it has, whether it be calcium, magnesium, iron, right? Whatever deficiency. And here's the cool part about it. And I'm not making this stuff up. Look up radionics, okay? It's been coming on for a long, long time. Acres USA is one of my favorite magazines. And these are good old boy doc farmers who use radionics, use all these state-of-the-art equipment in their farming, okay? So it's not BS, okay? So, and what's cool about it is two things. One, you can find out what's missing in the tree. So that usually, okay, and I always tell people it's trace mineral deficiency. Oh, by the way, the real reason why I'm here is to answer your questions. There is a couple of questions going on today. Actually, one or two questions, that are combined into one, okay? So they send me an email. But if you have a question, it doesn't have to do with this. It could be anything I talked about in the past. It could be anything. You can say, Andy, why is the world round? And I'll try to explain it to you in my time frame. Okay? Anyways, 888-627-6008. Did I say that right? It's 888-627-6008. And the place to call, and that's the 800 number, of course, but the direct line, which I love the direct line. I like direct lines, you know what I'm saying? Like you can get a direct line to a tree or direct line to the earth. I have a direct line to the earth. That's a good show. My engineer is sort of going, oh, you know, I didn't do what I normally do, which is I try to figure out my little speaky channel. There you go. The little speaky channel went away. It came back now. I wonder if my engineer, are you awake, Mr. Engineer? You sleep during my show, don't you? He says, yes, he is. I don't know if he says means yes, he's asleep. Oh, yes, he's awake. All right, never mind. Anyway, the direct line is 3237. I still have been working on my teeth. Hopefully in January, coming up, or February, they can actually screw my new teeth in. But until then, I talk funny. Three, and then three is a good one, right? Because you don't have a front teeth, you go three. If you're like a kid, tweet, tweet, two, tweet. Tweety bird. 3237 4. But you should know the numbers by now. Look, it's up on the wall. 3237 4448 31. So if you want to talk to me, that's the number to call, okay? That's one of the things you can do. Just call me on and talk to me, and you can be yourself, okay, Sam? I know that the other guy that called and said, hey, yes, that was Sam. It was my friend. I knew it was him. I could tell right off the bat. I tell him, why did you do that? You should be yourself and call. Okay, well, I'm so shy. Anyway, or you can email me at andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. You can also send me to the U.S. Postal System, which I've gotten a few of them, to Invisible Gardener, Andy Lopez, care of Invisible Gardener, P.O. Box 4311, Malibu, California, 90264. Okay? Somebody had five, there's four. All right, so I forgot what I was talking about. I know it was something to do with radionics. Anyway, the cool thing about the radionics is not only can I find through the instrument what's missing, I can send that particular missing element to that tree over the radionics. Well, that's many, in my opinion, it doesn't make a difference how far. So it could be one part of the universe or another part of the universe or another part of the world, another part of the solar system. But definitely really easy on any part of the Earth. Okay, you can send them the minerals that they need. And you can also do what you do is if you have the beetle, for example, you take the beetle, you crush it up to a powder. You put that into this little unit in the radionics. There's a little compartment that you put it in that you then can send the crushed beetle, the signal of the crushed beetle, to the property, which would then tell the beetles that are there to leave. That's the theory, okay? Now, I'm in practice, I have not been able to really do a lot of it myself. I've been doing this. But I started a lot of work. I'm really interested in that field. I worked with the Hieronymus device. The Hieronymus device is done by Mr. Bill Hieronymus. I'm not sure actually where in the world. I think it's the United States. Could be Europe. But what I'll do is I'll get the information out. I can't Google it right now, otherwise I would Google it. Probably because I only have so many fingers and so many hands and stuff. But basically, Hieronymus device, you can look it up, Hieronymus device. And it's a slightly different principle. The idea would be you have the unit right there on the property. Okay, so you have this device that's roughly, if you put your hand out, like you're going to hug somebody, and you sort of leave a circle, you know, some space in between. I would say it's about maybe 2 feet circle, maybe 2 to 3 feet. Tube that goes up in the air, and it goes up about 8 feet. Now, there are many different sizes, and depending upon the model you want to make. And the way it works is that this guy took the radionics and says, well, if I can send something to another one, I can actually definitely send it out shortwave in this property right here. I could definitely do it on an acre or 10 acres or 5 acres, right? You know, because the guy was a little leery about what the energy is sending something all the way over there, and by the time it gets over there, it's not as strong as if it was over here, which I kind of follow to some extent, but that's not exactly true because you can send it to the same strength. Anyway, it's a Hieronymus device, so you figured out a way to make the instrument. Anything you put in that compartment goes out onto the property. See what I'm saying? And it also works on humans, too, and also works on a variety of other things. As a matter of fact, it's illegal in the United States. It's legal in Germany. For pest control. I am not up to date as to how far they've gotten it on the for human care, but I know for pest control it's illegal for me to advertise that I use radionics to control bugs. I'm already on that cusp already. If they were to call it radionics, which is not true, because the way I work for bugs is that instead of using the radionics device, I just do the best thing for them, which is the soil. Because that's what the Hieronymus device does. Is that one of the things it does is that it grounds the soil. You plug it in, see, to the earth. And it changes the vibratory frequency of the earth, because the earth is supposed to be dull, grounded. You know, a healthy tree is actually grounded. Root system's grounded. A tree is like an antenna, right? I have another show called Cosmic Gardening. Yep. Okay, so wait a second. I'm going to write that down. See, I do a lot of different shows. And so what's going to happen is your guys are going to get a different show every week. I don't know what's going on. Called Cosmic Gardening. As a matter of fact, I think I was going to do that next week, but we have a guest. The guest is actually going to be on for about 15 minutes, maybe a half hour. She is, her name is Tracy Carmack. Hi, Tracy. She's with the Microbiome. Excuse me, lab. Microbiome Labs. Interesting. This is going to be part of the series of called The Garden and the Doctor. Or is it The Doctor and the Garden? Doesn't make any difference. The Doctor and the Garden. The Body and the Garden. I am always getting this thing mixed up. But it's the Body and the Garden series, okay? Where I invite Body and the Garden. Right. I invite different types of people who work with the body, right? Whether it be a doctor. And in this case, this person here is the Microbiome Labs, which basically has to do with the microbiome, B-I-O-M. Oh, wait. That's what it is. It's the Microbiome Lab. There you go. I figured it out. Instead of Microbiome, it's Microbiome Lab. See? And that, one of the things that I've always said, because I'm really, again, you're going to, if you listen to me, you'll find out this man is really out there. But I'm really, because of that, I'm very good at explaining to you what that means to me too. But I'll give you an example. When I was a kid, I used to be sent to Puerto Rico. I lived in New York City. Make a long story short, my mom's from Puerto Rico, my dad's from Cuba. During the summertime, I would get in trouble because I would have to fight the Puerto Rican gang, the American gang, right? I have to be on. Either I was on the Puerto Rican gang, in which case you fight the other ones, or you're on the Cuban gang, you fight the other ones. Now, there were a couple of different ones, but the bottom line was is I fought them all. So my parents used to send me to Puerto Rico or Cuba so I can survive during the summertime. I've actually met Castro. Long story there. And in Puerto Rico, I used to go to visit my, I guess they're great-grandparents, whatever you call them, I'm not sure. And they lived they still do have a farm. Really cool.
Let's see. What was I talking about? Let's see. I was talking about something else.
Oh, it's too bad I don't have an audience where it's not like wave their hand. You were talking to Andy about. So anyway, in Puerto Rico, right, my great-grandparents had a garden. What I remember about them was having a massive pile of stuff. And I said, what is that? They call it it's compost, but there's a Spanish name for obono. That means compost. And I said, what is that? Because I remember the first time I went there, you could see the steam coming out of it. And they would, you know, they have cattle, they had different animals. And they would just turn it and use it. And then they would put it back in the garden and do different things to it. The garden, I said, how cool is that? Only thing I can think about them is that at that time they weren't using rock dust. But I didn't know about rock dust. I do now. But I'm pretty sure that when I thought about it, they had a lot of different sources of minerals coming in. It was a really cool recycling type of program. If you live in an environment, you can really recycle all the minerals. That's the way to go. Because they will take bones and crush it up. They would every part of the animal they didn't eat, they would crush it up and throw it back in again. So that would give them the calcium that they needed. I remember doing the garden, being in the garden a lot. And one of the things I remember was my aunt. She would say, I would take out a carrot, right? And I would go and wash it. And she would say, Andy, ¿por qué está lavando la? Let's see, how do you say carrot in Spanish? I've forgotten. She says, why are you washing the carrot? I would say, well, it's got this dirt on it. I don't want it. It's worse, it's got that manure, because that's what you guys are doing. You're stacking manure. At that time, it was like manure. Dirt. She says, no, you got it all wrong. So she would take the carrots, stick it back in it, and then take it out and give it back to me. She says, eat it that way. You want the soil. You want the good stuff in your stomach, she would say. You want the good stuff in your stomach. I go, this lady's really got to be crazy. But I would take it. And now I totally understand. I totally agree. The stomach is a microorganism. It's just like the soil. The soil, the microbiology in the soil, it's in your stomach. Not the same creatures, but the same setup is in there. One of the things I like telling people about is, look, there's a reason why I'm so into the soil. Okay? I am a gardener of the earth. And guess who, Gia is? Guess who Gia is? Guess who the highest consciousness on this planet is? It isn't me, right? But guess who it is, right? It's the soil. The soil has a living organism that's millions and millions of years old. It's called mycelium. Mycelium is one, the highest consciousness on this planet. You don't believe me? There are lots of different ways that I can prove it to you. You can prove it to yourself, okay? I talk about the chain of life. You know, we know about the chain of life, right? In terms of who the highest food eater is, right? So you have the little guy eat the bigger guy eats the bigger guy, and so on up the chain, up the, right? Up the food chain. Well, guess who's at the beginning of the food chain and at the end of the food chain? It's not us. When we die, we get eaten by the mycelium. Everything that dies gets eaten by the mycelium. And the mycelium is what provides us the minerals and everything that we need, because it's the world's first gardener. It's taking care of us so that we can provide food for it. And then in turn, it's recycling everything. First recycler, it takes everything. Anything that dies gets recycled back. And so it's to its advantage to have healthy insects, healthy plants, healthy animals, because when they die, she's going to get the healthy food too, because that's the way it works. One of the things that happened is it's called carbon sequestration. Anyway, what it means is that you take carbon out of the air and you put it into the soil. That's the same thing with taking carbon out of the air and putting it into the water, right? The water holds the carbon. Soil holds the carbon too. The process of the soil holding the...
Ooh, what was that? What happened? I heard something rain.
The process of the soil holding the carbon, that's what the mycelium does. The mycelium takes carbon and combines it with other minerals and other stuff that's in the soil and puts the two together, turns it into a substance that's then available to the plants, and the plants would then take that mineral with them. Get it? Right? So the microbiome is basically that very same system, because we evolved from it. Millions and millions of years before human beings, mycelium was here. We evolved out of this. We decided in our wisdom, right, to separate ourselves from the source, just like the bunch of other animals did, right? Other creatures did, right? They separated themselves from the soil. It means they can run around. The top skin, we have a movable top skin as human beings. We take this top skin with us. That's our skin. Whereas the earth has the top skin, which is the soil, the topsoil. Topsoil, tops, the skin, same thing, right? Okay? So the soil doesn't go anywhere. Trees don't go anywhere. It's a whole different system of the earth being there. But the system that it evolved from, which is the mycelium, if you were to look at it under a microscope, you will see a network of webs. But if you go out into space and look at the stars and look at the galaxies and the solar system, what are you going to see? The nebula is a network of webs, identical. The two are the same mind, the same conscious. I'm just going off there, but I'm just giving you some ideas in which direction we're going to here. Okay, so you understand a little more about what I'm talking about. That's why, for example, you know, I don't know if you guys ever done mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms. What does it think happens when you do psilocybin mushrooms? Or you're plugging into their consciousness. That's how one of the ways it teaches you. And guess what? The mushrooms grows in the soil, duh. And it grows in the mycelium, duh. The mycelium comes out of the mycelium. It's like here. Okay. And that's so hard to figure out, right? Okay, anyway. Let's see. So anyway, that's where he talks about the microbiome. It's called microbiome. And that's very important, because if you want to be healthy, right, that has to be working. If it isn't working right, your consciousness will change, your health will change, everything will change. If you get that working, and so nowadays, you know, I mean, I can go off on it for a whole show, and hopefully that's what we're going to do there, is talk about, gee, you put toxins in, it kills that, then you're going to have a problem. Same thing with the soil. I mean, the things that goes on in the soil mirror, that's the word I was looking for, mirror the things that go on in your stomach. So if you have a pest or disease, you're having your trace minerals. Guess what's going on? You have a pest or disease in your body, you're having a trace mineral deficiency. The symptoms are the same and the cause. I teach the law of cause and effect. As a scientist, I believe in the law of cause and effect. Simple. Okay, so it means that you want to get rid of the effect, look for the cause. You don't care about really solving the problem, which is a lot of times is like, doctors and agricultural people who's selling the chemicals, for example, they don't want you to solve the problem. They want to keep selling you the chemicals. So like the doctors and so forth. I'm not saying all doctors are bad, but that's basically the principle, right? Imagine if everybody was healthy and they wouldn't be selling any drugs. They wouldn't need it, right? They wouldn't need any pesticides and stuff. So there would be a whole business loss, right? Anyway, so that's what we're going to be talking about next week. What's going on in your body and how, and was basically she'll be talking about what's going on in the body with her, and I'm going to be telling her this is how it relates to the soil, because I don't expect her to understand what goes on in the soil any more than I expect myself to understand what goes on in the body. I know generally what's going on in there. I know generally there are certain things that are supposed to be happening in there. It's just like in the soil, I know more specific of what's going on, but I do know there's a relationship going on. There's no coincidence, okay? Anyway, that's what we'll be talking about next week. You know, there was a couple other. We have a couple of different two body in the garden shows already done. What I'm going to do is resubmit them again to the podcast, so that you fall. Well, I might just play it here.
Yeah, that's a good idea, George.
Okay, yeah, I think I want to do that. That way, you all hear some of the shows with. I did it with my friend Chuck Meese, and we did. One of the shows really explains to you about Roundup and what it does in your stomach. Okay, and that's bad. If it does that to your stomach, imagine what it does to the soil. Okay, though. All right. So today, I told you about my guests. We're gonna have a whole bunch of different guests coming up next week. Why don't you hang on a second? So next year, which is just a few weeks away, I have a whole bunch of guests starting to line up one of these Saturdays. Sometimes if you're a guest and you can't come on a Saturday, there's no problem. I just tape you and then just play it back. You know, that'll be okay. So we have a whole bunch of shows lined up. I'm trying to see where my list of shows are at. Which I can't find my, oh, so we have, It's the Trees, and it's about trees, a show called It's Alive, so I'm going to try to get this lady back on again, Tracy back on, a couple of different people, different farmers and stuff, to talk about the soil, and I love to have it, you know, compared to the body, too, because, you know, it is a body. What's in Your Garden, which is also one of my other shows I do, is What's in Your Garden. So we basically talk about, well, what's in your garden? And then we have a tomato day. I want to call it Tomato Mania, but I don't want to get my friends at the Huntington Beach Botanical upset because they have a Tomato Mania every year. That's where I got the cool name. I heard it first, so I don't want to take it away from them. So I'll just call it Tomato Day. We talk about growing tomatoes, organic tomatoes. And then I'm going to do my garden organic roses. It's about roses, of course. And then I have my organic fruit tree day. We're going to talk about, I say my organic fruit tree, but it's basically about roses or about fruit trees, different one. I have a day that's going to come talking about foliar spraying, how to do compost tea, rock dust tea, earthwork casting tea, bacteriological tea, mineral tea, you know, those kinds of teas, other than the kind of tea you would drink, right? And we'll even talk about how to spray that because, one of the best teas that I like to spray, there's a couple of them. One, believe it or not, is chamomile, right? Chamomile tea is an excellent, And then there's a couple other ones, but any of the high caffeine ones are really very good. So it doesn't, it's not a matter of taste, it's just a matter of high caffeine. The high caffeine and bugs do not like that. They don't like high caffeine. Okay. And then I'm going to be talking about how to start your own organic foliar spraying business. So basically what I've done in my business, now you too can start doing it yourself. Okay, so I gave out the numbers. If you were going to call, you probably would have called by now. We got about less than half hour or so for the show to go on, to go off the air. I could do like a, I want to do a 4-hour show. That would be cool. I'm gonna make everybody. Oh God, I gotta go now. All right. So then, the contest. We have a contest going on. We always have a contest, but because I have a new book coming out soon, it'd be like early spring. One of the things I want to do is I'm going to be giving away. Okay, I'm going to be giving away. My goal is to give away 1,000 books next year. Actually, it's going to be 1,000 membership, a lifetime membership. So if you get a free membership, you also get my "Don't Panic, It's Organic" latest book that comes out. It'll be in a ebook form. So when, as soon as you win, you get that ebook form right away. Plus, you'll get a link for the membership, which will then give you access to the other 20 ebooks that are up there. In the spring, I'll have the new printed version of it, but I just got a publisher, so we're going to see how that's going to turn out. But when you join, it's $20 for a lifetime, but you get the $20 book. So it's hard to say which is free. You get the book free and the membership. You pay for the membership, you get the book free, or you pay for the book and get the membership. One or the other, whichever is more convenient to you. That'll be the contest. There's a couple other things that are going on in the contest. But basically, remember, if you send email or you send a letter or you call, you are entered in the contest. So if you call, you want to make sure that you'll follow up with sending me an email, which will have your email address and say, Andy, I called you today. I'm the person that called, you know, and I'll answer you, because I don't count on me to remember it. If you email, I will automatically have it. And if you send me a letter, I will have to make sure you have your email in the letter. If you don't, well, I was going to say, if you don't use email, I don't see how you're listening to the show, but you never know. Okay, and so like I said, my new book is coming out, Don't Panic, It's Organic. I may have a publisher. I'm not going to jinx it yet. The publisher said yes. I still have to think about it, see whether it's the best route to go, but I'm probably going to just let it go and let a publisher take it over. We'll see what happens there. Remember, my website is invisiblegardener.com. Please feel free to stop by and check it out. I got a blog because I have lots of information. I write a column, so the column goes up there every week. The this week, as a matter of fact, this past week, is how to, and this is what the show is going to be about today, which, okay, I'll get started on the show. It's going to be about today is how to take care of your trees during the drought. Okay, so... as a matter of fact, it's time to do that. Here's the question. My trees are dying. What should we be doing to protect our trees from the drought and from the fire? How's that for timing? Okay. All right. So let me go over that for you. Exactly what you need to do. So let me get to my... I got a top 10 list I wrote down here. I think I wrote it down. Well, now I don't see it. Well, that's what happens when you write notes and your notes go and then something else happens and yeah, I don't see my notes. That's cool. Not cool, really.
Not cool.
Oh, there they are. See, I got a little, as a weird scientist, I write these weird symbols. The Egyptians have fun with it. Hey, what is that you're writing? What is that? Anyway, this looks like, we could make our own language. Anyway, so here's what's going on. First of all, remember I talk a lot about the soil, right? So that's what we really have to talk about, and that's what you really have to key into, okay? So we don't hear static. Oh, okay, fine. The static is just in my earphone. Like I said, it's in my... It's in my head because of the headphone. You know, the headphone's making static that I can hear, but it's okay because it's not going out to you. I am static. Okay. So what I talk about is long-term, it's actually short-term and long-term solutions, okay? So the short-term solution is, first of all, you have to key into the nutrition of the tree or the trees involved. Okay, so so if you were to, you know, I was young, I used to take stuff and put it in the ground. What else do you do with trees? You put compost down, organic rock dust, organic fertilizer, rock dust, mulch. That goes in the ground. Okay, right? But throughout the years, I learned that it doesn't quite work that way, because what's happening is that your soil is having a problem. The tree is having a soil problem. So the soil is not working right. If the soil is not working right, nothing you put in the ground will become available to it right away. Nothing. And if you do the right things, if you put, you know, the good stuff down there, the organic live compost and your rock dust, that's going to take probably a good year to start to break down and to change the structure and everything of the soil. Remember, everything, it took you years to get to here. It's not going to get you overnight to do it. So it will take you years to build back up the soil. That's why the long-term solution. But the short-term solution is, okay, get the nutrition to the soil. That means you got to do foliar spraying. There's no other way to get nutrition to the soil. Even if you take nutrition, good organic fertilizer, make a liquid out of it, or seaweed, or anything except for maybe even my stuff. Just say if I took super seaweed, made liquid, and poured around the base of the tree. There's nothing there. The root systems are not working for the tree to absorb any of that stuff. Now, it would help the soil to some extent, even though everything will probably die right away. So if I just pour the stuff into as a soil soaker around the tree, it'll go down to the soil. It'll get a little wet, but nothing there to react to. There's nothing there. There's no organic matter. Nothing's alive. Nothing's to bring back to life. So it's just, you just can keep pouring that. Maybe some nutrition might get to the tree. Maybe not. More than likely not. However, chemically, it does work. That's why reason why chemicals work so well to a certain extent is that it doesn't rely on the health of the soil making everything break down. It goes sap right into the tree. That's provided the tree is strong enough to absorb it. If it's alive, it will absorb it, but it's going to cause more problems on the road. It's not going to do anything to the health of the soil, and it's going to saturate the tree problem. Because it may start growing real fast. Next thing you know, it's going to have more pests and diseases, and it'll die anyway. It's going to get really stressed out. So the short-term solution, well, if you can do a Bricks reading, that would be really good. It tells you, you can do like a diary of the Bricks. You write down the Bricks level. Bricks level, as you do work, you'll see it starts going up. That's what you want. You want the Bricks level of the tree to go up. So you have to, the foliar is the first thing you do. That's what you have to get onto the tree. You have to get the nutrients. You have to spray it with something that's good, has a blend of nutrients that it can be absorbed. So one easy thing to do is you go to any good organic nursery and look for organic liquids, organic liquid fertilizers, you know, on the internet, there's tons and tons of really good sources. Visit my friend Cherie at Arbico, A-R-B-I-C-O, or visit my friends over at Rats. Doesn't come to mind. That's it. There's too many things out there. That one came to mind. It just popped up, no problem. There's lots of places on the internet you can go find good organic fertilizers, liquid organic fertilizers and stuff like that. Google it, you'll see. Type good organic liquid fertilizer for my tree, okay? But you can also make your own. You can buy organic fertilizer, make a liquid out, stir it up, pour it in there. Or you can make a blend of it. That's what I do with my super seaweed. That's what I do in my business when I go do a properties. I basically do two things, really. I do a foliar spray and a soil treatment. So the foliar spray is made up of different types of foliar sprays that I have learned over the years to make. Lots of different ways. Coffee cream and sugar, wonderful foliar spray to spray to a tree or any plant, really. The coffee cream and sugar. Coffee is the liquid. It's a liquid coffee, not the. My lady says, "How do you spray the beans?" Well, lady, you don't spray the beans. No, you don't spray the grinds either. You spray the liquids. You make a batch of coffee for yourself. Make another batch for the tree. Or if you're really serious about doing the tree, you want to get some cat. If the tree has a pest disease, for example, a pest. The coffee will kill the pest. So if you want it to be stronger in caffeine, you can just get coffee, make a batch out of it, make that and spray that directly onto the tree, you'll kill the bugs. You may have to make a lot of it, and it doesn't really get that strong. That's why I use cold brew coffee. You notice I'm talking fast because I'm trying to get a whole bunch of stuff in here. I really need time. I need more time. Okay, we're gonna take a 15-minute break, and we'll be Anyway, I've done workshops before, and usually 4-hour workshop. I tell people, tape it. I'm gonna go too fast for you. I'm not gonna stop. It's like a train going 120 miles per hour. You want me to do what? And back up? Ain't gonna happen. Anyway, so you want to spray it. You want to get the nutrition onto it. Liquid seaweed is great. Just by itself. There are lots of different organic products on the market now. My super seaweed, that's why I invented that. It's a blend of all these kinds of things that only a crazy man will put together. And if you spray it onto the tree or plant, that will absorb the, it's called a microbiological activator. So it's got all the trace minerals it needs in a liquid form it needs. It's got different types of rock dust in it. It's got AgriGrow, Nitron A35, Willard water, all kinds of stuff in there that makes the plant goes, yummy, yummy. And it goes right into the system. This plant goes, oh, I love that. Can I have some more, please? Okay, so you want to make the, and then at the same time, you want to do the right watering. Part of the problem is you're not watering the tree correctly. I'm telling people, if you water your lawn, not your trees are going to die. And a lot of people say, I'm just watering the lawn. The trees in the middle of the lawn, so it's got to be fine. No. You'd be surprised how many people I've gone and visited lately. What's wrong with my tree? Hey, nice lawn. Gardeners water the lawn every day for 5 minutes, do they? Yep. Okay, 5 minutes doesn't get watered down very deep. You ever see a tree with 5 inches of root system? No. They have deep root system. The taller the tree, the deeper the roots. As I tell people, as above, so below. So you've got a 20-foot tree. Well, the root system are going to go at least 20 foot. That's where it's going to start. See what I'm saying? And so you got to get the water down there because late, you know, normally you have, I'm doing my show now. My next door neighbor, she reads, hi, bye. She says, incredible timing. Anyway, all my friends do that. They tend to call me when I'm doing the show just to bug me. Anyway, so you got to get the watering down. You want to, the tree should be on its own watering system, not the lawn. The trees really could use a drip system. Goes around the base of the tree, not at the base. Usually it goes out halfway between the drip system and the trunk, and then about 10 feet out beyond the drip line. That's where you have a circle drip system. It should do like, it depends on the soil, right? Because if you have really, if you have good topsoil, living soil, once a month, about 2-hour watering will do it. If, you know, the drip system will go down. If you already have this problem or things are starting to bake on you and the trees are starting to get damaged because you're not getting water down there, you're going to have to put a tree vent in, 4 tree vents per tree. And tree vents are exactly that. I use clay drain pipe, but you can use PVC pipes. My clay drain goes down 2 feet, maybe 3 feet. PVC pipe should go down five to 6 feet. It depends upon the soil. If you can only go down 2 or 3 feet, that's a good starting point. You run there's a drip line. But right on top of that, you put a drip head, 4-gallon power drip head that percolates down into that tree vent. Inside the tree vent is a magical substance you want to put in there. Remember, we're talking about mycelium. So what you want to do is you want to grow mycelium. I call it the microbiological colony. You want to grow mycelium in there. So make like you're growing mushrooms. There are lots of companies they'll send you mushroom growers, kid. One of the books is how to How Mushrooms Can Save the World. Look it up. How Mushrooms Can Save the World. I forgot his last name, but I think it's Paul. Hey, Paul, if you're listening, I'm trying to get you on my show, man. And it doesn't help I'm not forgetting your last name. I'm sorry. wait a second. No, maybe I have it. Oh, hang on, folks. It's like a commercial, right? You go over here, you go get this really nice cow, I'll come back over into the office. I wish I had those running feet, you know, over here. Okay, so it's Fungi Perfect, fungi.com, okay? That's the website that you want to talk to. I was trying to see if I can find Paul's name in here somewhere. but I don't have it offhand. But that's Paul Stamets, Stamets. How to mushrooms can save the world, okay? And it's really simple as if you grow the mushrooms in the soil, the mycelium is going to be alive because you need mushrooms and mycelium. Mushrooms grow out of the mycelium. See what I'm saying? So that way you know. And that's one of the things I always do on my customers' properties. I'm not talking about psilocybin mushrooms for crying out. Get it out. Get your brain. I was going to say, stop thinking like that. Basically, they sell, mushrooms for here. This place here, I get the catalog out. Sells mushrooms for medicine, all kinds of immunity things you get. It's called comprehensive immune support. It's not like a commercial, right? There's tons of different types of mushrooms that are really good for memory. The lion's mane, for example, is good for memory. You can get mushrooms for the respiratory system. You can get mushrooms for the immune systems, right? Mushrooms are really, because remember, we evolved from that. So it makes sense to have the mushrooms help us to get healthy, right? And so you can actually grow edible, different types of edible mushrooms are delicious for protein and all that kind of stuff. The point is that they can also sell you the kits. And if you want to grow these on your property, see what I'm saying? You can grow them, and you can actually. So that's what I do. That's one of the things I do is I'll grow in these tree beds the mushrooms that will come up out of start growing. And these are natural mushrooms; they're edible. So if somebody ate them, they wouldn't die or anything. You don't want to do the psilocybin, unless of course you lived on a 1,000-acre or 100-acre property fenced in, and only yourself would go there. Even then, the cows would come and eat it all. Tell me, it's true. The cows love psilocybin mushroom. Oh, I ate some of that. And then what's funny is you drink their milk. No story. I didn't say that. Anyway, so you want to go have the mycelium start growing. And in there, it's where your nutrition will flow into the roots, into the soil. And slowly but surely, that soil will start to come alive. Provided, of course, you also do the rock dust and compost and mulch on top. Protect it. As the soil gets healthier and healthier, that takes time. That's where the long-term solution comes in, you see. So the short-term solution, you have to learn how to deal with it, how to reduce the stress. The less the stress, the less the pest. I like that. I made that up myself. Right? Okay, so I have, I think I got 5 minutes, right, boss? Hey, man, wake up. Come on, wake up. I see you over there. Come over here. I said, come over here. I said, type in there. How much time you got? 5 minutes? I ain't going to wait a whole minute waiting for you to tell me if you got 5 minutes. I give up 4 minutes. Okay, if you take a minute to tell me, I get that extra minute on my show, right? Come on, you're not even listening. All right, fine. Fine, I remember this. Okay, so you've been listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic with your host, me, Andy Lopez, better known as the Invisible Gardener. Visit my website at visit my website at invisiblegardener.com. Andy Lopez at invisiblegardener.com is my email. One of the easiest way to enter the contest, and that way, because you can enter the contest again and again, but you have to get the newsletter in order to tell you what's going on with the contest. So just go to invisiblegardener.com, sign up for my newsletter. There's a little box that says contest. And if you type in the name of this radio show, or whatever radio show you listen to, in the comment, you would get an immediate response from me. That means as soon as I get the email, I send you back a little something saying you have won. Not only that, but I'll send you, you'll get in my email a PDF copy of my new book, Don't Panic, It's Organic. So you don't have to do anything if you don't want to. You already got the book. But if you want to sign up for free and be a member, get access to the other 20 books, just click on that link, takes you to the website. There's a password I gave you. You enter the password, put user ID and password, and you got access to the website, and you'll get as soon as you sign up, you get to download the Read Me First file. You also get the book again, just in case, because normally you would get the book when you join anyway, but I can send it to you right away so you don't have to do the joining. A lot of people say, I don't want to join. I don't want to club. I just want the book. Fine. Okay, so then if you do that, then you get access. If you do want to join, you know, for free, you get access to the other 20 books, Dancers and Ants, which is Dancers and Ants also already available in this one, but there's lots of other ones. The My Rock Dust book, there's the Organic Rose book, Organic Lawn, Natural Flea Care, the Cucaracha book, How to Keep Mosquitoes from Biting You. That's going to be one of my shows coming up. Okay, and we're having a Rock Dust show. Almost each one of these books is actually a show. Okay, so then just go to the website. It says sign up for my newsletter. Click on contest. You can also click on radio show if you want to get information about the different shows and things that are going on. Because like I say, I do a lot of different shows. If you just want to subscribe, because one of the things is that a lot of people don't want to join. So we have I have Inner Gardening for my music. You'll get the podcast of that. If you just want to get my radio show, my gardening shows without membership, without anything, just want to get it to your phone so you can listen to it. There's a subscription there that you can get. It's $2 a month. But remember, $2 a month is $24 a year. You can get it for free because you'll get members get all these shows for free. So might as well just do it for free and don't pay. But if you want to pay, fine. I have no problem with it. You can get the $2 a month for the Inner Gardening one or $2 a month. I also have an audiobook show which the members get free. Members get everything I do pumped through that one podcast. So I go into What's in Your Garden show, then you'll get that one. If I do a audiobook show, members will get that. So you might as well just get it for free since I'm giving it away for the time being, right? Otherwise, it's $20. As a matter of fact, right now there's a 50% discount going on my website. So if you just want to buy it, instead of $20, it's $10. But if you want to take advantage of the 50% discount, you should do that. Because, for example, the Growers Kit is normally $100. It's $50. Growers Kit, you get 5 pounds of my Rock Dust blend and a quarter of Super Seaweed. The quarter is $150 by itself. It's usually a $200 deal. I sell it for half price. Another thing you can get is that you can get the Rock Dust. The Rock Dust is normally $50. You get it for $25. That's a good deal for 5 pounds of my Rock Dust blend. Okay? Yeah, so that's a good. So anyway, invisiblegardener.com. Next week we have Biome, right? So we're talking to Tracy about Myobi and what's going on between the body and the garden. And then here's the rest of the song so you can actually listen to it. Happy growing, organically, of course. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. See you next Saturday.